Thanks for clicking that play button. You are listening to the Trucking Nation podcast brought to you by trucklogix.com. And cue up the music and let's get started. How are you, Trucking Nation? Oh my goodness, it feels like forever since I've recorded a podcast. I took a little break last week because I went on a vacation, kind of a vacation. It wasn't really, we'll get into it in just a second. But I have a great show for you this week, as I always do. And actually, I'm kind of going to cut it shorter this week. I'm trying to make, because it's just me talking, right? You know, I think I'm going to try my best to cut it down a bit, but I have a lot of really great information for you, especially about IFTA and TruckLogix and some new stuff that's coming out with that. And then, of course, I have some wonderful tips and tricks this week for all your healthy fitness and all that stuff. All right, so let's get started. Before I get more, and I don't have any tech reviews this week, but I am reviewing a few things to hopefully get that out for you next week. But I want to talk about just some articles I found online, you know, as I was perusing the internet, as one does. And it just caught me just a little off guard because it was just so, I don't know, it was just really interesting, and I love when like things are told to me or to someone just from a completely different view or a different way. And what I'm really getting at, you know, is the on overdriveonline.com. It's just one of my favorite sites to just read really interesting articles and just to keep up with kind of things that are going on where I can, you know, it's just it. I can understand it, and I think that's important for me because sometimes people get into some really crazy lingo with some of these articles, and I get lost real fast, but Overdrive Online never lets me down, and I just adore this website. But they have a really interesting article out called Night of the Road, Driver Saves Woman Having a Roadside Heart Attack. And you might have seen these articles. You know, they make their way around the web of truckers doing just outstanding things to help just us normal people that are in need. Maybe we're stranded on the side of the road, or, you know, just I've been helped by a trucker before when I was stranded on the road, and I'm always so thankful for you guys. I really am, and ladies. And this article is just completely different from any of the ones that I've seen to, you know, promote those highway heroes and knights of the road, and mainly because they did this really cool illustration with it. It's almost like a mini comic book, if you get my drift, and you've probably seen this, but I just really enjoyed how they put this article together, for one thing. And I wish they had a name of who maybe thought of this idea, or even a name of someone who did the illustrations, because they're quite amazing. So I hope you have seen this article. If not, if you head on over to overdriveonline.com and just click on the life section, and that'll bring it up. You'll be, I think it's like the third or fourth article down. It'll say Knights of the Road, and you'll be able to go to it. Now, this actually happened, I believe it says last year in August, but I just love reading these stories anyway, where you see like how amazing truckers really are. I love anything that puts a positive light on the trucking industry, because you guys really deserve it. I think there's just way too much negativity going around about truckers and just everything that they do and all these like rules and things. You know, it's time to get more positive about trucking life, right? But I really just, I like this article. I think it's so cool how they did the illustrations, and they kind of simplified it. They didn't go too crazy into details and things like that. But what I found really interesting is like, as the trucker, I believe I'm gonna try, if I butcher this, I am just utterly sorry, but I think it's Sahasi, maybe? the trucker, that's his name, but he was, so what happened was, you know, a trucker was just driving down the road, and there's a car, you know, pulled over on the side of the road, and a guy flags him down. It's an elderly gentleman, and he gets him out, and he says that his wife is having a heart attack in the front seat. And, you know, the trucker runs over there. They get her out of the vehicle, lay her down on the ground. Now, of course, they call 911, and someone is talking Sahasi through, like, CPR and what to do and, like, you know, trying to, like, control and contain the situation. And it looks like, you know, at one point there's a bunch of onlookers that actually stop and come by, and nobody helps him, which I find just, oh my, like, my heart just goes out to the poor guy, because it even says that he is trying and begging people around him to help him, and to, you know, because he's been doing this for a long time. I think it said almost like 30 minutes or something like that until responders can actually arrive, and there's people around him and he's asking for their help and they don't help. Oh, like, I swear, it's like a major movie in like 5 seconds of reading. It just, oh, it just pulls at your heartstrings. And then, you know, the responders finally get there, and the elderly gentleman, the husband, he is just so thankful that Sahasi stopped and helped them, because, I mean, it seems like people had just passed him by and they weren't going to help. And it just, it does. It almost makes you want to just tear up, but it's just, you know, thank you, truckers, for everything you do. Like, when you see someone, like, in need of help, you help. And I've always appreciated that, because I was stranded, you know, up in the mountains, and it was getting dark. My phone didn't work. I didn't, you know, my tire blew out, and I didn't have this. I had a spare, but I didn't have everything I needed to change it. I don't know what happened to it. And, you know, a trucker actually stopped, and I was a little nervous at first because, you know, I mean, it was night, and then somebody stopping, and up in the mountains, you guys know, there's like no cops up in a lot of those places that just don't hit around the time that I was stranded. And he just stopped, and I told him what was going on, and he was so nice, and he helped me out. He let me use his phone to call my family, and he talked to them to, you know, just ensure them that I am okay. And he helped me get everything done that I needed to. And I mean, I'm just so thankful that truckers are out there on the road, and they're willing to help us when we need them. And at the end of this article, it's really cool, because, you know, it's most of the story, they have it illustrated, which is just amazing how they did it. And then they actually have like a picture of Sahasi at the bottom with his truck. And it just brings like the whole story to life, because you, at first you feel like it's an illustration. It's kind of, it doesn't really seem real to you. And then at the end, they show the picture of him. I mean, I just love how they did it. And I just wanted to talk about it for a second, because I just love to thank truckers. I just do. I think you guys deserve a thank you more than once a day. And so anytime I can take a moment to just thank you for your hard work, I make sure to do so. So truckers everywhere, I do just want to say thank you. Like, thank you so much for not just passing us by when we need your help and stranded on the side of the road. Okay, now before I get too like gushy, let's move on to something else. I want to talk more, because I don't have a lot of tech stuff, but there was another story that hit the news, and I was actually in Tennessee when this happened, and you might already know what I'm about to talk about. But you know the Nelly story. Okay, I can't help myself. I find it hilarious just because I think, you know, some people you feel they should know better, but it happens. If you didn't know, like, I was in Tennessee over the weekend, you know, just to see some family I haven't seen in a long time. And I just want to say this one quick thing before we get into it. On my way up there, you know, going through the mountains and stuff, especially on 40 and everything, I didn't realize, guess maybe it was the time of day, but there was a lot of trucks on the road. And not only that, there was a lot of cops on the road. And I noticed it was like right before we hit the mountains, you know, for the all the grades and everything. It was almost coming up through North Carolina, like around Charlotte. Like all the truckers were like queuing up, like straight up convoy style. And then I started noticing all these policemen having vehicles pulled over. And I was like, maybe I should pay attention to that. And like, and I just knew. So it was kind of like a tell to let me know that there is a lot of police on the road, either maybe that particular day, or maybe it's always like that during that particular time. But I'm just like, you know, you got to pay attention to truckers, drivers. I'm telling you, they know everything. They're so smart. But going back into the Nelly story, like, if you've heard it, I didn't realize that tour buses like that, because I was thinking it was an RV, so I was like, why would it need an IFTA sticker? But I guess it's a tour bus and it's not like recreational use or whatever. But the whole reason he got pulled over was because he didn't have the IFTA stickers. And it's almost like you're going through Tennessee. Most of their, you know, there's a lot of patrolmen on those interstates, and you gotta have those IFTA stickers. And, you know, if you don't or you're not sure about it, I would definitely call Truck Services of North America. You can hit up their website for all of their contact information. It's just tsinamerica.com. And they'll hook you up, because I'm telling you, if this bus company would have known about TS in America, they would have had him straight before he even went. But just the stuff that he got in trouble for, it just makes me feel like, really? And then, like, there's an article, though. It said that his lawyer's like, everything will be brought to light and his name will be cleared. I'm like, can you really clear it at that point when it comes out about what he had on the bus? It just kind of breaks your heart a bit. Like, I kind of liked Nelly, especially recently, you know. He's kind of going that, just a different route in life. I kind of like some of his old stuff. But it just makes you look at people in a different way, right? But I just thought that was just kind of silly. IFTA stickers. Fuel permits. That's all they needed. That's all they needed. And the weirdest thing is where they got pulled over at. Like, my aunt had to tell me, because it was Putnam County, and if you don't know, Putnam County, Tennessee, already can you hear the banjos, like, ding, 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 ding. Like, you can already tell, and it was actually right outside of Cookeville, if you know where that area is at. And that place is notorious for patrolmen. I think a couple other celebrities actually got in some trouble going through that area on their tour buses, too. So, I think there's a big lesson to be learned here. Make sure that you call TSN America to make sure all of your IFTA and your fuel permits and everything is straight. I'm telling you. Talking about IFTA, did you know that deadline is coming up at the end of this month for your first quarter IFTA return? I mean, time is flying by this year. I swear, it was my birthday back in January the other day. I'm telling you, it was. Like, what's going on with time? I swear, as you get older, time moves faster, and I don't like that. That's not how it should go. I don't like it at all. But I guess, you know, gotta grow up sometime, right? But yeah, IFTA, I get really sidetracked super easy today. It's just one of those days. But your IFTA return is due on April 30th, and you can prepare it yourself if you choose at expressifta.com. And it's actually super easy. I've actually used to mess with the program and make sure that I understand how it works and that I can do it. And I'm telling you, if I can do it, you can do it. I'm pretty sure. Because I'm not out on the road dealing with this stuff every day, and I can still prepare an IFTA return with Express IFTA. So it's super easy. And what's great is there's like three different ways, I believe, that you can actually import your miles depending on how you track them. There's just your manual entry, which is just an old-fashioned enter in the miles and choose the state, you know. And then there is, like, you can also import from an Excel file, or there is a template that Express IFTA provides you that you can download and enter in your information just to make it easier for yourself if you wish. So if you keep your miles tracked in Excel or whatever, you can be able to quickly upload everything all at once and not have to manually do it. Or, this one's probably one of my favorites because it's the easiest one, is the GPS upload or e-log upload. From those devices, you know, you get an email update, I believe it is, with like your mileage for the day and everything. You can simply be able to import all your mileage directly from that. It only takes a second. You just got to click a couple of buttons. And if you do not see your GPS platform on our list or on Express IFTA's list, just give their customer service team a call and let them know, and they'll actually be able to add it for you. So if you don't see your GPS or e-log system there, do not worry. You can just give us a call and Express IFTA will actually import it all for you. That phone number, if you want it right now, is 704-234-6005. And they do have support available for English and Spanish. So whatever you need, they will be able to help you out. And another way to take care of your IFTA is if you just don't want to do it yourself, you don't want to mess with it, you don't want to deal with the hassle or deal with maybe possibly making a mistake and it coming up later in an audit, call tsnamerica.com. No, you can't call a website, right? That was dumb. But you want to call Truck Services of North America. And it's just a lot easier for me to tell you to go to their website for their contact information, because that way you can kind of look up their the services they provide aren't just IFTA services. I mean, they can take care of everything that you need to stay compliant and to keep trucking all over the country and even in the 10 Canadian provinces that are included in the IFTA states. So I would definitely get in contact with them. They're professionals. They take care of everything for you over the phone. You just got to fax in some stuff, and all that's usually available at a truck stop or something like that. I think now they've even updated their system. A lot of it they can do through an email or something. So definitely just contact them, tell them what's up, and they will be able to hook you up. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous the amount of stuff they can do. And I'm just not talking IFTA. I'm talking like hazmat, fuel permits, registrations, renewals of all those different types of licenses and everything. They take care of all of it. And they're just super nice when they help you out. And I always find that's just something to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I always just love anyone that's willing to help me on the phone, and they're nice. I mean, I find it really hard sometimes when I call a customer service or an online company and people are rude to me, or they're not helpful, or they don't say, you know, I don't know the answer to that, but I will find it out for you. Like, what happened to that? Like, it really grinds my gears, or as my friend would say, that really cooks my grits. When you give someone a call and they just do not help you or don't try to help you, I'm just like, how rude. But TSNA will not do that to you. They're extremely helpful and extremely kind, and they're very professional, and they do it all, and they keep you on the road and make sure that everything's good to go. You know, with that IFTA deadline right around the corner, if you want them to take care of you, you need to call them right now. I mean, just stop listening to the podcast, get on your phone, look up their stuff, get them on the phone right this second. Unless it's like really late at night, then, you know, do it in the morning. But I mean, that deadline is going to be here before you know it. And if you follow your IFTA late, the penalties are insane. I mean, they're very, very expensive when maybe in the end you only owed like $20 or something dollars in IFTA tax. You could be paying over like $300 and something dollars just in penalties. So definitely get on the phone with them or head over to expressifta.com. And here is actually some more information about Express IFTA, and then we'll get into our health stuff.
Your first quarter IFTA deadline is coming up quick. You can have it filed and done within minutes using expressifta.com. It is completely free to try and lets you easily keep track of your mileage, fuel purchases, and so much more, all conveniently online. IFTA information for each state jurisdiction is provided, and if you have any questions, you can always call the Express IFTA support team at 704-234-6005. E-file your fourth quarter IFTA at expressifta.com today.
Okay, I'm back. Wasn't that a nice little break going on, you know? got some IFTA info. Before we get into the health stuff, real quick, TruckLogix, the wonderful business that sponsors this podcast and lets me talk to you every single week, and they don't care what I say. They have added some new features, and these are their, they've added a whole new like LTL and FTL feature, and it's actually pretty cool if you get into it. There is, you can check it all out for free for, I believe they have a 30-day trial going on right now. I would actually just give their support team a call, especially if you get Miss K. Oh my gosh, I love her. You'll love her too if you get her, call her up. Oh, you'll just, she's just wonderful, especially talk on the phone. She will hook you up with a free trial, and you can schedule a walkthrough of the program, or, you know, if you're on the road or something, get the free trial and mess around with the app. The app's actually really cool. I love getting in there and like inputting information and creating. You can create invoices. You can track your loads. I mean, there's pretty much nothing you can't do with the app or the website program. It's just amazing. And it's all based in the cloud. So all of your information will be backed up. You can use it on any type of computer or smart device or anything like that. It's actually really amazing. And so definitely check out, either go to trucklogix.com. And all of their contact information is there, or you can just head on over and download the app from either App Store or Google Play, and it's free to download. You can even start your free trial for that. You can sign up, all of it. It's super easy to use, and it gives you just this amazing professional like quality about you. And even if you're not like extremely tech savvy, trust me, I'm not even that tech savvy, and I can use this program. So don't let that deter you from any type of business management program like TruckLogix, because like our goal is to make it just as simple and as professional as possible so that you can use it to get things done. You know what I mean? You should never be held back by technology. It should always benefit you, and TruckLogix definitely will benefit you. I promise. Like, you'll be able to create relationships with receivers and shippers and stuff that you never even knew were possible, just because they think that you're so professional because you're using this program. And you can customize it to show your company logo or your colors or however you want. And I gotta give it to you, some of you guys have some pretty interesting names for your trucking company. I think I love, there's this one, I hope to think that y'all listen to this, but I think it's Big Daddy's Trucking. And then there was always Truck It and Go. And I mean, there's just a whole bunch of really cool names for these trucking businesses. You guys are extremely creative, and I just adore you all for that. Okay, let's get into some health stuff. I am extremely happy that is the weather is finally warming up. I know so many northern states, I've been keeping up with them. I love listening to the trucking podcast. I don't know if they're big fans of this one. Just a female podcaster in the trucking industry isn't exactly well liked, maybe, is that the word? I don't know. But I love those guys over at the trucking podcast. They're really intelligent, and they're actually quite entertaining. So if you haven't listened to them, please head over there and give them a shout out. They're amazing. But they posted up some pictures not too long ago about, they just got some snow, and I was like, and I'm just down here just chilling in the south, and I'm like, I am burning up already. It's too hot already. But I'm just, oh, I'm glad to be out of winter. But now we get a lot of rain, which is really good for vegetables right now. Tis the season for fresh veggies, is it not? There is a bunch of really good articles. I know some of my favorites are all on healthytrucker.net. They give you a lot of great tips of where you can find fresh vegetables. I know they're really plugging Walmart in one of their blogs. And does anyone else have a love-hate relationship with Wally World? Every time I go in there, I'm just so positive. I'm like, they're going to have what I need, and then they don't, and I get really disappointed. But they have stepped up their game when it comes to fresh fruits and veggies. And not only fresh, but organic. I would highly, highly recommend getting organic fruits and vegetables. And you want them raw, like fresh. Now I know, of course, fresh, right? Because can't keep frozen stuff really well in the truck. But that's really going to help you out, because then you know that there's not any really bad pesticides or things. I've been really sick from that a couple of times already, where just eating fresh fruits and vegetables that I bought and didn't realize they weren't organic. Now I did wash them too, and I still got sick, and it was because the pesticides that are on them, and those pesticides can wreak havoc on your internal organs and everything. So be very, very wary of that, and just know what you're buying. You know what I mean? Now, one of my favorite things to do when the weather gets like this is to grill out. And it just, because over through the winter and stuff, you know, I've been keeping up really well with my healthy eating and eating well, and just it's a lifestyle change. And I got through the hard part where it's just your body adjusting to not craving bad food. You know what I mean? Like now I don't crave bad food, and I can eat smaller portions and be so full, like I can't even finish a kid's meal, like a kid-sized meal sometimes. I just get sick of just plain vegetables sometimes, or steamed vegetables, but man, give me a grill. I could eat grilled vegetables every day, all day, every year. I think grilled vegetables are just so good, especially when they got those grill marks on them. Just delicious. Like my mouth's already, Like I just want to go home and like grill up some stuff, but I don't have a working grill right now. I gotta get a new one. But if you drive around, especially when the weather's nice or you permit it and you can grill outside, it's a great way to just give your veggies just a different flavor to them. And you can't resist anything that's on a grill, right? I'm telling you. And what's even great, if you cook up enough, then you have leftovers for the next couple of days. I'm a big, like, I always cook a lot of food, and my brother, he's staying with me right now, is always like, why do you cook so much food? There's only two of us. I'm a good sister, right? I cook for him. And I'm like, because so we can have leftovers for the next few days, because especially with a bunch of grilled vegetables, I can make tons of different meals, like different kinds of meals. And most of it I actually will make the next few days in a crock pot. And that's what I'm getting to. I think a lot of truckers should have a crock pot possibly to do some extra cooking, because I'm serious, there's a million and one meals that you can cook in a crock pot that's not just like stews and things like that. I get kind of sick of that stuff once it comes springtime and summer. Like I like stews and like richer meals in the winter, but I just like something light and nice. But crock pots are like, they're pretty inexpensive, and you can actually find them now with the lid, lid locks type deal on it. So you can get those, and those are great for traveling and cooking, and they're actually pretty inexpensive compared to all those like lunchbox ovens and all the other kind of crazy stuff that truckers used to cook with on the road. I just think a crock pot, you can cook a million and one things, and if you don't think that you can cook it in there, give it a go. It's fun to get creative with it and just to show off your crock pot skills, and then share your recipes with the rest of the Truckee Nation. If you know of some great ones, go over to the Truckee Nation podcast Facebook page, like the page and share with me your favorite recipes. I'd love to know. I'm actually working on some. I'm not sure if you guys want some of my recipes, but I've done a couple that are all like one pot feast that you can make, and they produce a lot of leftovers for sandwiches or to throw in and make bakes and things like that. And they're all pretty simple. So that's what I'm getting into more for the health stuff today. You know, keep up with your workouts. My biggest tip for working out while you're on the road, I would definitely invest in like one of those resistance band sets. You can actually get them pretty cheap, especially from like a was it a TJ Maxx or something like that, or even Marshalls, they have those resistance band sets. You can even get them for like $12.99. I mean, they're really inexpensive, and you might not think that they work, but oh my goodness, I'm telling you, they work great. They store really easy, and you can store them up. They fold up pretty small. I mean, they're just resistance bands, and they're actually really great to help stretch you out at the end of the day after, you know, sitting down, dealing with those vibrations. But resistance bands are great to stretch out your back and your legs and your feet and your hamstrings and all those different muscles. So I'd highly recommend getting into one of those and make sure to plan out your workouts, especially now mornings I think are best to work out because it kind of gets you your mindset ready, you get focused for the day. But whenever you have time to fit it in, even if it's just 15 minutes, plan out a workout. It could be walking, or you want to focus on arms that workout, or legs, or cardio, or combine cardio and legs, you know, get legs, or cardio and arms, something like that. Just make sure to plan them out, and then you'll be more likely to do it because you'll be like, you know, at this time, this is what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm just going to let you go before I start rambling on about my life and everything that I did in Tennessee, which it was a great time. There was a lot of traffic, and I just want to thank all the truckers that just helped when we... I wish I got his name. I give him a big shout out. We were stuck in a major traffic jam going through the mountains right after you cross the Tennessee border there, you know? And they would just... They just let me know what's going on and stuff up above. Like, if you ever get caught in a traffic jam, ask a trucker what's going on because they know. They know what's up. But I just want to thank you so much for listening. And I really hope you enjoyed the show this week. And I kind of missed talking to you guys last week. And I'll have a great show again for you next week. You know, it's just how it goes. I'm back now once a week. Be sure to tune in. And just remember that you get what you give in this world, so try to be kind and enjoy the ride. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.